Momentum Energy is 100% owned by Hydro Tasmania, who in a single hour make enough renewable energy to fill 400,000 bathtubs with freshly popped popcorn, or spin 200 million disco balls all at once, or power an army of 10 million robot vacuums ready to take over the world! Or just help keep your leftovers cold. Either or. For a power company backed by someone who can do all that, switch to Momentum Energy. 100%.
You're listening to SBS News.
Every year, the federal government releases data on what are known as closing the gap targets. The Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, says they're a set of goals agreed on between state and federal governments and the Indigenous organisation Coalition of Peaks to improve the lives of First Nations Australians.
You have the right to a full and equal place in our nation and our future, unburdened by discrimination or disadvantaged, empowered by opportunity and security. That is the test and the purpose of closing the gap.
There are 19 gap targets in total.
The closing the gap targets are a measure of our national progress, and there is real progress. Four targets are on track, and based on progress to date, later this year, we expect confirmation that the target of 95% of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children being enrolled in preschool will have been achieved. Yeah. A further six targets are improving, and that number is, of course, based on the national average.
The PM says there are also four areas where progress has stalled or is going backwards, namely youth incarceration, child removal, early development and suicide.
The most urgent of those is suicide. Suicide shatters families and it tears apart communities. So often amidst the grief, loved ones return to the heartbreaking question, how did it come to this? Compared to non-Indigenous Australians, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people are 2.5 times more likely to die by suicide.
The figures on First Nations involvement in the justice system are also especially troubling. First Nations children are 27 times more likely to be in youth detention than their non-Indigenous peers and 10 times more likely to be in out-of-home care. For Catherine Little from the National Indigenous Organisation for Children, SNAKE, it's no surprise that young people feature so heavily in the report.
I think today's report reinforces what SNAKE has always known and what I know as the Deputy Convener, and that is closing the gap starts with our children. The story of children was at the heart of the tabling of the report today, and when you think about what conditions are required to ensure that all of our children are thriving, they were mentioned in that report.
The government already hopes the appointment of a permanent Indigenous Children's Commissioner will have a positive impact here. But their approach has already come under heavy criticism, with Independent Senator Lydia Thorpe saying $230 million was recently funneled to Northern Territory Police rather than to community-led solutions. Ms Thorpe says communities must keep the pressure on the Minister for Indigenous Affairs to move beyond rhetoric and deliver material results.
I only spoke to an elder yesterday who reeled off the number of reports and recommendations in her 50 years of working in youth justice and child protection. And she said, we are sick of it. Our people are dying. And I echo her sentiments because that commissioner's role needs to have teeth.
Meanwhile, in New South Wales alone, the number of Indigenous people in jail is higher than ever before. Numbers from the New South Wales Bureau of Crime Statistics and Research show First Nations people represent more than a third of the state's prison population, the highest number and proportion on record, despite making up 3% of the general population. Indigenous Affairs Minister Mulindira McCarthy says it's proved a challenge to address incarceration and other justice issues because of the different legal frameworks and policies and systems around the country. But she says she remains keen to make progress by working with First Nations communities.
We must do it in collaboration with the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander community across Australia, and that is through the Coalition of Peaks. That is why we have the Joint Council twice a year to look at some of the structural and systemic change that has to occur, but also in terms of doing it in partnership to see the changes for First Nations people.
In the end, Anthony Albanese maintains the latest Closing the Gap figures are not a bad news story.
We are now 5 years away from most of the target deadlines. We are clear about where there is more to do. We must also guard against talk of failure, because talk of failure dismisses the aspirations and achievements of Indigenous Australians. It ignores the leaders and communities who are changing lives. Failure is a word for those who have stopped trying or given up listening.
Scott Wilson from the Coalition of Peaks agrees. He says the announcements on boosting health funding to Aboriginal health organisations, mental health services, and even funding to remote stores to help keep food fresh are all good initiatives. But he says the government must commit to putting its money where its mouth is.
But we also need to be honest. Investments like the ones announced today must be backed up by ongoing sustainable funding. Our organisations need certainty to plan, to employ people and retain staff, and to deliver lasting change, not just survive from one funding round to another.
Deborah Grawk, SBS News.
SBS Spice is where South Asian culture and identity take center stage. What makes us tick or ache? Search SBS Spice podcast online or listen wherever you get your podcasts.